ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump said he would not require Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as a precondition to his own meeting with Putin.
No, he doesn't. No, no.
So when do you think that means?
They would like to meet with me, and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, his administration spending more time in court, filing an emergency petition with the Supreme Court, asking for permission to resume some aggressive immigration enforcement tactics in Central California that a federal judge found unlawful. A federal judge in Florida has ordered a 2-week halt on construction at the immigration detention facility in Florida known as Alligator Alcatraz. The Texas Attorney General's announced another investigation into groups that are helping Democratic lawmakers who've left the state to deny Republicans a quorum, and two Pennsylvania state troopers were seriously hurt but are in stable condition after they were shot in an ambush. This is ABC News. Airline workers are protesting today in triple-digit temperatures in Arizona.
At Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, airline catering workers are on the picket lines claiming their company is violating Phoenix law with a lack of air conditioning and catering trucks as the city hovers during the day at around 116 degrees. This man works on one of those trucks.
All this time, the truck, they don't have the AC.
It's hot across the west. The valleys around L.A. are over 100 degrees. Denver is forecasted to reach around 100. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And there are fire warnings in effect for 7 states from Nevada to North Dakota. That includes most of Utah and Wyoming. Authorities along the Mississippi River say a helicopter struck power lines near East Afton, Illinois, before it crashed into a barge. 2 people on that helicopter were killed as an investigation's underway. Brian Clark, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Mixed skies tonight. Isolated showers or small storms are possible with a low of 69. Hot and humid tomorrow with heat index near 100. Partly sunny and breezy, high 91. And partly cloudy and sticky tomorrow night with a low of 74. Currently in Richland Center, it is partly sunny. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 86 degrees.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with 2 full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A woman has died after a deer crashed into her vehicle. Wednesday night at approximately 8:35, the Sauk County Dispatch Center was notified of a single vehicle crash. The vehicle was reported to be traveling west on Highway 33 near the intersection of Highway X in the town of Greenfield. The vehicle left the roadway and struck a house. Baraboo Fire and EMS responded along with multiple deputies from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Upon arrival, it was learned the female driver and lone occupant, a 29-year-old female from the Baraboo area, was dead. Further investigation revealed a deer that was struck by a vehicle traveling eastbound on 33 entered the windshield of the vehicle traveling westbound. The deer entered the driver's compartment, causing life-threatening injuries to the driver. The vehicle then left the roadway and struck a house, causing damage to both the vehicle and the house. No one inside of the residence was hurt. The name of the dead driver is pending notification of the family. The mother of a teen involved in last year's school shooting in Madison is dead. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Melissa Rupnow was found dead inside a Janesville home last Friday. Rupnow was the mother of 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who opened fire inside Abundant Life Christian School December 16th, killing a fellow student and a teacher before turning the gun on herself. Janesville police say it appears that Melissa died by suicide, but have not commented further because of an ongoing investigation. Her ex-husband, Jeffrey Rupnow, is facing multiple charges for allegedly letting Natalie have access to the weapons used in the shooting. More than 150 new high schools have joined the Direct Admit Wisconsin program. Under the Universities of Wisconsin System program, qualified high school students from participating high schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students must choose to participate in the program and are admitted based on their grades and coursework after completion of the junior year. They must meet all admissions requirements, enroll for their senior year of high school, and stay on track to graduate. In total, Direct Admit Wisconsin delivered more than 33,500 admission offers to high school seniors from 467 high schools. Celebrating 1 year, the state's home energy rebate programs. Wisconsin received $149 million under the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act for the Home Efficiency Rebate and Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate Programs. The programs are administered by the State Public Service Commission. Governor Tony Evers says more than $2 million in rebates have been distributed, helping Wisconsin families make home upgrades and keep more money in their pockets. Around $75 million each went to the Here and Homes programs for efficiency improvements. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center dedicated the new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic to honor philanthropists Don and Barbara Kerrig Monday. The dedication included the unveiling of new building signage to recognize Don and Barbara. The RAMC Physicians Group is located at the RAMC campus with the entrance off of Ridgeview Drive in Reedsburg. Don and Barbara Kerrig led and contributed to the Here We Grow capital campaign to build the new Replacement Physicians Group clinic on the RAMC campus. They kicked off the campaign with a $1 million donation and recently pledged an additional $1 million for RAMC. Don and Barbara also contributed more than $175,000 to the renovations to the former Physicians Group Clinic building that will bring Scenic Bluffs Community Health Center to Reedsburg to open a dental clinic. RAMC dedicated the building with new signage that was unveiled during the event. Governor Tony Evers announced the Wisconsin State Building Commission met at the Wisconsin State Fair and approved a total of approximately $110.2 million in key projects statewide. Projects include acceptance of a gift in kind at the A.L. Ringling Theater, supporting completed renovations to stage lighting and rigging systems. This project, sponsored by the Wisconsin Historical Foundation and the Friends of the A.L. Ringling Theater, enhances the historic venue and ensures ongoing safe operations are in alignment with the preservation standards. And demolition of aging buildings across three University of Wisconsin campuses, Oshkosh, Platteville, and Parkside, as part of the 2023-25 multi-building demolition program. These removals will make way for the future development and eliminate costly maintenance burdens. Three buildings on the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh campus will soon be coming down. The State Building Commission approved their demolition Tuesday. According to the meeting minutes, Donner Webster and Radford Halls are considered beyond their useful lives. Two of the buildings are dorms. The third houses English department offices, a computer lab, and the health center. So the first phase of the project means renovating another space into a new clinic so it can move out of one of the buildings to be demolished. Once that's complete, the demolition will begin. In place of the old buildings, the university plans to create a new campus green space and eventually make room for future building. The entire project is expected to cost approximately $5.3 million. All three buildings were built in the 50s and 60s. They're named for prominent members of the community, including Barbara Donner, a professor of history in Oshkosh, Emily Webster, a member of the first graduating class of the Oshkosh Normal School in 1875, and Frank Radford, a sash and door manufacturer who served on the Board of Regents. A Shawano airman killed during World War II will be laid to rest this Saturday. Private Herbert McLaughlin died during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. His remains were buried in Hawaii, but for decades they were unidentified. That changed in 2019 when an agency that identifies missing soldiers exhumed his remains. Through DNA testing and other forensic methods, they were able to confirm his identity and announced it last December. Now, Private McLaughlin's remains have made their way back to Wisconsin, and he's getting a motorcycle escort to Shawano. He'll be laid to rest with full military honors this Saturday. An inmate found guilty in connection with the 2024 death of Lincoln Hills Youth Prison counselor Corey Prolix has been sentenced. Ryan Nyblom will spend 5 years in prison and 5 years on extended supervision for two counts of battery by prisoners. The now 19-year-old provided Javarius Hurd with a cup of soapy water, which he allegedly threw in the face of a female correctional officer, sparking a chain of events that led to Prolix hitting his head on a hard surface in the courtyard of the facility. Prolix died in a nearby hospital. Nyblom will also have a full no-contact order against the victims. Hurd is scheduled for trial in February for reckless homicide. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program, known as R3. The Hunter R3 grant supports projects that promote awareness, understanding, and participation in safe, ethical hunting and hunting-related outdoor skills for anyone who wants to learn. These skills offer individuals a unique connection with nature and wildlife and foster confidence and comfort in wild places. A total grant pool of $75,000 is available. Individual grant awards are typically limited to $25,000. These cost-sharing funds can be awarded to individuals or community-based organizations, Wisconsin tribes, universities, and schools. The grant is a subaward of federal Pittman-Robertson Act funds and is administered as a reimbursement program. The deadline to submit grant applications is September 15th. Applicants should plan to start projects approximately 1 year from the application deadline. Learn more and apply on the DNR's Hunter R3 Grant Program webpage. The City of Richland Center will begin repaving the municipal parking lot at Church and East Court Streets Friday. Intermittent no parking signs will be posted throughout the area for approximately 14 days during reconstruction. Please plan accordingly and watch for posted signage.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irene Reinstra, 91 of Viroqua, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held at 10 o'clock Saturday at the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Viroqua. Burial will be in the Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 10. The Vasateg Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family of Irene Reinstra, 91, of Viroqua. Lucas Elijah Weissel, 21, of Richland Center, died Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died July 29th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca. Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain, died May 25th at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet, died Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Monday from 11 until the service at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7, with a burial to be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life and luncheon will be held Saturday, September 6th, at noon at Victoria Riverside Park Chamber Shelter in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Lassie, Rin Tin Tin, Toto, Marley, and of course, your own favorite canine. Whether famous or simply loved by their human companions, dogs capture our hearts. Next Sunday is National Spoil Your Dog Day, and Okooch Mountain Humane Society encourages you to think of ways that you can spoil your favorite dogs this week with walks, treats, belly rubs, and all of their other favorite things. And if you're thinking about adopting a dog, consider doing so from a rescue organization or local animal shelter. To ask about dogs currently available from OMHS, call its Dog Adoption Coordinator at 608-604-7848. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We've got a warm and muggy day today. High temperatures scraped those upper 80s, but it was really feeling more like the low to mid 90s. Sticky humidity building, and it's only getting worse from here. Winds out of the south at about 5 to 15 miles per hour. A little calm overnight tonight with mixed skies. Isolated showers or small storms are still possible. And overnight lows slide to about 70. That right there is a clue that we're setting up for a hot and humid, steamy sauna-like day tomorrow, with a heat index near 100 degrees. Actual temperatures striking the low 90s. Thankfully, there'll be a breeze. Partly sunny out there, very summery feel. And we stay sticky through tomorrow night, too. Partly cloudy out there, lows only drop to the mid-70s. Winds still feisty out of the southwest, they stay that way for Saturday as a cold front starts to head towards us. It'll be in the northern part of the state, but we still rise warm and muggy here. High Saturday, still tap 90 degrees. Then we've got our chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms likely rolling through in the afternoon. Late afternoon, early evening is the timing at the moment. And of course, these, along the cold front, into that hot, humid, sticky air mass, that's a ton of fuel for this fire to light. So some of these storms could be strong to severe. The biggest risks is damaging wind gusts. 60, 70 mile per hour winds are definitely possible. We could even see some at 80 plus. Hail could be alongside heavy downpours that could create some localized flash flooding. And a tornado or two can't be completely ruled out. Now, some data says the system's going to kick on out of here after that. Other data says it's going to stall. I think Sunday is going to be humid with showers and thunderstorms still. Heavy at times, highs right about there in the mid-80s. Some rain could linger early Monday, but clearing up after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, the clouds are starting to clear away, giving us mostly sunny conditions, and our temperature is 85 degrees after a high today of 90 and a morning low of 62. Yesterday's high was 84, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1983 is 96 degrees, with a record low of 44 that was set back in 1966. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 53. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:16. And sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:59. Winds are out of the east at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.91, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 85 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and by PCB Wealth Management. the Night League playoffs are going on tonight. The first round of the Home Talent League Baseball Night League playoffs, that is. And games that will be going on tonight include Middleton at Fort Atkinson, Mazamani at Blanchardville, Jefferson at Cross Plains, Verona will be hosting Casanova, Arena's hosting Ashton, it will be Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Reedsburg, Belleville at Columbus, and Sun Prairie will be at Evansville. The Brewers ran their winning streak to 6 in a row with a 5-4 decision at Atlanta last night. 21 wins in 25 games have helped Milwaukee build a 4-game lead over the Cubs. Andrew Vaughn and Blake Perkins belted home runs, and veteran lefty Jose Quintana earned his ninth pitching victory. Also, Trevor McGill survived a Michael Harris home run to put the save number to 26. The Brewers are off tonight, and they will start a 3-game series against the Mets starting on Friday, starting tomorrow, that is. And first pitch will be at 7:10 with the pregame starting at around 6:35, and you'll be able to hear that broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The biggest strength for the Wisconsin Badgers football team is expected to be its defensive secondary. Pro Football Focus points to the returning starters, Preston Zachman and Ricardo Hallman, for the high grades. Not all the news for the UW defense is good, though. Analysts say the biggest weakness for coach Luke Fickell's team is its defensive front seven. Reporters say the team's pass rushers have looked strong in recent fall camp practices, so the Badgers' D could be better than expected. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please call our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Green Bay Packer quarterback Jordan Love has a good chance of playing at least a little bit in the Packers preseason opener on Saturday against the New York Jets. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says he will try to play all four of his quarterbacks in this game while acknowledging that some would play more than others. Green Bay's other quarterbacks in camp are Malik Willis, Sean Clifford, and Taylor Eggersma. Love said yesterday that he would like to get at least a little bit of preseason playing time. And that Packer broadcast, you'll be able to hear that on Saturday right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with the pregame starting at around 5 o'clock. In other Packer news, Packers offensive lineman Travis Glover is expected to miss the season after being placed on injured reserve. His open spot on the roster will be filled for now by free agent wide receiver Lizzie Nayor. Analytics Love, the newest addition, giving him an almost perfect relative athletic score. Naor is 6'4", weighs 218 pounds, and runs the 40 in 4.4. Scouts thought he would be drafted, but he wasn't. The Athletic.com analyst, Dane Brugler, says Naor's inconsistent performance makes him a better talent than a football player. Green Bay Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd says he has leaned on his faith as he deals with the multiple injuries that have kept him off the field for much of his NFL career. That faith is being tested once again. The 2024 third-round pick from Southern California played just one game and carried the ball only six times as a rookie due to a variety of injuries. Now he's dealing with a groin issue that leaves him uncertain about when he will be cleared to be at practice again. And the preseason schedule for the Milwaukee Bucks includes four games starting October 6th. The first is on the road against the Miami Heat, followed by the Bucks' return home to host the Detroit Pistons 3 days later. A road game against the Bulls in Chicago is scheduled for October 12th, and the preseason will wrap up on October 14th at the Pfizer Forum against the NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs. Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. And by PCB Wealth Management. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Hogs were mixed Thursday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying, oversold, but gains were limited by big 2025 crop expectations. Domestic demand solid, and the weekly export sales numbers were good. September beans were 8.5 higher at 974. November was up 9.25 at 993 and 3 quarters. September soybean meal was $3.50 higher at 276.10. September soybean oil was 22 points lower at 53.50. Corn was up on short covering and technical buying, also oversold, but also wary about rising production projections here in the States. Weekly new crop sales were strong, and Mexico and Guatemala bought more new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. September was 4¾ higher at 384.5, and December was up 5¾ at 407. And wheat was supported by short covering and technical buying. It saw a bounce while getting ready for next week's supply and demand report. That's out on the 12th. Global demand's up on generally lower prices due to rising world supplies. September Chicago was 9¾ higher at 518¼. September Kansas City wheat was up a dime at 521.5. September Minneapolis wheat on Thursday was 5 higher at 574 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, with box beef up sharply at midday, waiting for this week's direct cash cattle business to get going. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. October live was up 257 at 232.22, and December was 290 higher, 233.62. September feeders were 540 higher at 349.62. And hogs were mixed on spread trade. The steady to sharply lower cash during the session and the sharply higher midday move in pork. October lean was down $1.05 at $90.92. December was $0.72 lower at $83.80. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Relatively quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were around $238 to $240 live in the South, but the North was quiet. Significant trade volume could very well hold out until sometime Friday. Box beef closed sharply higher with very good demand for light offerings. Choice up 408 at 378.94. Select was 239 higher at 353.75. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, up 7,000 on the week, but down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs were sharply lower with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 255 with a weighted average of 111.22. The Iowa Minnesota was 207 lower with a weighted average of 112.83. Pork values ended the day higher, up $1.11 at 116.33. And estimated hog slaughter was 465,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down nearly 2,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston, 210 Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $200 a ton and large rounds at $70 a ton. Reminder, you can buy hay or bedding throughout the week. Call 608-723-4024 info. Three online-only auctions up and running right now. Sales include vehicles, firearms, tools, furniture, and one sale even includes 175 acres of land. Go to www.timsecoxrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. New data shows Minnesota consumers who filled up with unleaded 88 have saved more than $8 million so far in 2025. Minnesota Biofuels Association Executive Director Brian Werner tells Brownfield, May savings alone on fuel blended with 15% ethanol reached nearly $2 million.
That's real savings to Minnesota consumers in an environment where, you know, everybody's looking for cost savings because of inflation.
More news is next.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
President of the Agricultural Nutrient Policy Council says a new report outlines the important role that herbicides play in conservation. Courtney Briggs says the ability to chemically control weeds is vital in modern-day conservation practices.
If you take these tools out of the toolbox, it's going to be very difficult for us to execute conservation tillage and cover cropping that have helped us really move agriculture into regenerative, sustainable, and focusing on soil health and water quality.
A South Central Iowa farmer says disease pressure in soybeans has been alarming.
Sudden death all over the place.
Steve Kuiper of Knoxville says sudden death syndrome arrived much earlier than he expected this year. He says the disease is typically found in late August or early September.
You start to see these brown patches out in soybean fields. And in our area here, I've seen several farmers that have large amount of sudden death in the field, more than I think I've ever seen before.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
More than yield, it's about staying ahead. Hello, I'm Kellen Havikin, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board. Strategic investments in high oleic soybeans and biotech traits are helping farmers manage pests, weather extremes, and access markets that could pay premiums. Learn more about the benefits of high oleic soybeans next.
We come from a long line of farmers. There's a sense of pride with being part of these multi-generational businesses, but there's also a significant amount of pressure. My senior year of high school, my dad made the decision this world no longer needed him in it. I don't know if he was overwhelmed by the bills and checks that weren't going to be coming in because of the strawberries dying off. It breaks my heart that my dad made a permanent decision for a temporary issue. Don't feel like you have to go through it alone.
A message from loveyourmind.org and the Ad Council.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
L. Durham is a second-year farmer leader from Missouri, serving on the Audit and Evaluation Committee and the Innovation and Technology Supply Work Group. He says high oleic soybeans were developed with modern or traditional breeding techniques.
That allows for a higher percentage of oleic acid within the soybean, hence the high oleic. And what it translates to is it's a change in how that oil behaves, I guess, for lack of a better word, but how it's used and the health benefits thereof. So other oils that folks might be familiar with that are also high oleic would be things like olive oil.
Durham says high oleic soybeans are an identity preserved product,
which means that the market needs to recognize and add value to it in by means of premium. So if we look at an organization like the United Soybean Board, who's put in dollars into high oleic variety development through the years, what we've seen in that time over the last 10 to 15 years, I would say, is for every dollar that the checkoff invested into high oleic varietal development, we've seen actual premiums paid to farmers around $3, $3 for every $1 invested.
Farmers in 16 states grew high oleic soybeans on 800,000 acres in 2024, and have the potential to reach 3 million acres in the future. And Durham says that's possible because market access is growing.
Because it does have that different oil profile and is a healthier oil, it puts us back into competition with other oils in the food business. But we really believe that the given time, and as more companies have the opportunity to study both the oil and the soybean itself, we really think that it's going to be a good fit.
Andy says it's also beneficial for the dairy industry.
When we feed whole roasted high oleic soybeans, the farmers that are feeding those rations to their cattle are seeing an increase in milk fat production.
To learn more about the soy checkoff, visit unitedsoybean.org. This has been Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board. I'm Kellen Havikin on Brownfield.
Texas wind is blowing, the clouds are moving in. I've been driving for hours, remembering where we've been. I'm miles and miles from nowhere, the moon has disappeared. There's a thunder in the distance, it reminds me you're not here. So I turn on the radio, searching for a song. The static's all that greets me, and I know I'm all alone. So I push on through the darkness, trying to stay awake. But this coffee that I'm drinking ain't strong enough to shake. The rain inside never goes away and never leaves, and all my memories are falling out on me. Cause it's 12 o'clock in Texas, but it's the dead of night for me. Distance and the music fades away. I smile for all the strangers and I step off of the stage. We used to shoot a whiskey to celebrate the show, but Jack without the Daniel is a drink I drank alone.
It's the dead of night for me.
was 12 o'clock in Texas by Will Wesley, and right now it's 5:48 in Wisconsin, and I'm Tim Thied. I'm here until 8 o'clock this evening, back again, yes, in the evenings after covering for Joanne Krulotz during the news the first 3 days of this week, but I'm back again bringing you some great music up until the 8 o'clock hour tonight, and right now at 5:48, mostly sunny. Actually, it looks like sunny conditions out there. A lot of those clouds had cleared away, and our current temperature is 87 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Hope you're all doing well, and yeah, that it's got a little warmer again today. Actually, it says, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, we got a heat index of 93 right now, making it feel like it's 91 degrees. So it is a warm one out there, so keep yourself hydrated. Also, make sure you keep yourself cool, and be sure to check on those around you, especially if they're elderly and disabled, to make sure that they're staying cool as well. And like I say, stay hydrated and make sure your pets are nice and cool. We don't have any advisories. I know it's down in Illinois, the northwest part of Illinois and over into Iowa, and just below Wisconsin, they have some heat advisories for tomorrow and up in the upper north part of the state. But that could change for us. We'll see what happens as we go throughout the evening and into tomorrow, because we could get heat indexes around near 100 for tomorrow. So it's going to be a warm one. Going to be a warm one down in Kroska Park tomorrow, because that's Walk with Grace tomorrow. So if you're able to make it down there for Walk with Grace tomorrow night, be sure to stop on down to support those that are cancer survivors or those, you know, those that are going through cancer, and just, you know, go there to support them. And it's a great event, so be sure to stop on down there tomorrow evening if you get a chance. Just wanted to let you know, if you you still have some time yet to do this, to go to the Lone Rock Farmers Market, and that's usually held each Thursday until October, and that's going on until 6:30. Otherwise, every Thursday it runs from 3:30 to 6:30, and it's held at Center Park on Highway 130. Follow the Lone Rock Farmers Market Facebook page for updates on what's happening at the market.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Discover Boscobel, Wisconsin's ultimate outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to visit soon. Bob's Auto Body collision specialists excel in complete collision repair, precise paint matching, and expert restoration. Call them at 375-4434 today. Your hometown A&W serves up juicy burgers, cheesy curds, and classic root beer floats. Grab a double cheeseburger combo for just $8.99. Come for the flavors, stay for the memories. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has everything you need for quilting, gifts, and decor. Follow the Paisley Star on Facebook and visit them on Highway 61.
and Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel help you with free estimates.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, serving up great tunes and tasty moments right here in Richland Center.
Simple life right around here. We're all about Jesus.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump recognized nearly 100 Purple Heart recipients at the White House today.
The Purple Heart dates back to August 7th, 1782. That's a long time, when General George Washington awarded a heart-shaped purple cloth to three soldiers for outstanding gallantry.